As President Obama lays out the ongoing federal response to the BP oil spill blowout in the Gulf of Mexico, Alaska's senators are unveiling their own plans to help victims. Senator Lisa Murkowski wants to see an office established to deal with claims quickly.
This is in place of litigation, and if you'll recall, it was just this last year that the litigation claims were resolved with Exxon Valdez. Nobody should have to go through what the people of Alaska went through when it comes to resolution of their claims.
Murkowski says attorneys should be capped at 5% of what victims are paid. She says the office she's proposing could still be useful if BP creates an escrow account for claims, as President Obama is calling for. She says the office could administer it. Senator Mark Begich supports the president's push to see an escrow account set up. Begich says he wants to make sure it's not just voluntary, but has some teeth.
You got to have a force of law. And I think also it's probably good policy in the way we've crafted this, that not only for this spill, but future issues, that the federal government should have a mechanism in place that says if you are leasing federal land for the purposes of exploration of oil and gas, that there'll be a formula developed if you create a spill that the Secretary of Interior will then implement, and that you'll have to put aside a third-party escrow independent situation.
Begich says BP should not set aside billions of dollars for shareholder dividends until it first commits money to pay out compensation damages. And he says BP shouldn't be left to decide which claims are reasonable.
Alaska's experience is clear on this. You know, we've seen what reasonable claims are. It takes 20 years and they only give you 10%, 10 cents on the dollar. So the thing you have to make sure is that clearly that there is the resources there first. Second, that there's an independent part of this equation, which doesn't really exist right now, because you have BP saying we'll pay all legitimate claims. What is legitimate? No one's defined that yet. Is that someone who's lost their business, can't do their business now for the next 20 years? Or is it someone who just lost their business, but it will recapitalize over the next five? What's legitimate?
Senator Lisa Murkowski unveiled her ideas for legislation today in Washington. The cornerstone of her plan is to let the president set the liability caps companies would have to pay for offshore projects on a case-by-case basis, based on criteria like its safety record and the depth of the well.
Most of us who have automobile insurance know that if you've got a bad track record, when it comes to your driving record, you're going to pay a higher insurance for that. Why would we not set up a similar system when it comes to the insurance and the liability component in the offshore?
Murkowski says she's not ready to send her bill to the full Senate because she first wants to incorporate feedback she got last weekend in Cordova, where residents were severely affected by the Exxon Valdez oil spill. Murkowski plans to include a model for the regional citizens advisory councils that were set up in the wake of Exxon Valdez. She doesn't have any co-sponsors on board yet.